Oh, are you waking up? Hold on. Let me get my speech. I dropped them. Forget it. I'll wing it. Rest easy. You are safe now. And by safe, I mean you are trapped here in my mansion, under numerous layers of excessive defense to keep you nice and cozy next to me. You really never should have gone to a Yandere cafe if you didn't want to get abducted by a Yandere. Oh well, one person's mistake is another person's captive. At least, I think that's how the saying goes. I don't really talk to people that often to get a good sense of common sense. It's a part of why I'm a Yandere. There are so many things I want to do with you. I want to show you my dog collection of you, obviously. My painting collection, also of you. And my target collection. Of your female neighbors, not of you. Wait, how did you get out of your ropes? Get back in the chair. I'm going to count down from three, and you better be back in your chair before I'm done. Three, two, don't walk away from the chair. That's like the complete opposite of what I told you to do. Alright, I didn't want to have to do this, but you leave me no choice. I've got a gun. I'll start with a warning shot. Wait. Why isn't it firing? I don't think these are the right bullets. I knew I should have kept the manual. Well, it doesn't matter. You remember what I said before, right? About multiple layers of defense. Each room on the way to the exit has its own unique, impenetrable defense. For instance, the next room is guarded by a pair of lions, and they haven't eaten for months, so they'll be bound to eat anyone who enters their room. So, seriously, don't open it because this gun doesn't work. What did I just say? Please, eat me not. Oh, they starved to death a long time ago. I don't know what I expected. I was wondering about what the smell was. Well, that was just a fluke. The next room is actually, guarded by a sphinx. That's right. The only way to pass it is to answer its riddle. And you'll never guess its extremely esoteric and, quite frankly, bogus riddle. Wow, that was a good riddle. I barely understood the question, much less the answer. Wait, why are you taking out your phone? Are you looking up the answer? That's cheating! Don't you have any esteem for the sanctity of the riddle? Wait, come back. Or at least give me a head pat and maybe a strand of your hair before moving on. What was this room again? Oh, right! The super door! At least, I think that's what it was called. The mad scientist who sold it to me was German, and it had some weird-sounding name that vaguely sounded like super door. That's what I call it now. Anyway, this bad boy could survive a nuke. It's made out of five different metals, two of which aren't even legal. Except in Wyoming, don't ask. But basically, there's no breaking down this door. It's locked by an 8-digit password. That means 40,320 different possible combinations. You'll never guess it. What? How did you know it was your birthday? Wait, no, that makes sense. I am a Yandere over you after all. Douche. Ooh, this one is my favorite. It's the maze. I honestly don't even know how to get out myself. There's like a million paths. To be fair, even a rat couldn't solve this, so it's no shame if you decide to come back with me to chill and watch some movies. Specifically, the ones I take of you without your knowledge. Any second now. Hey, don't climb on top of that maze. That's rude. Fine. You know what? Let's just get this room over with. Okay. This time, I'm serious. We need to head back. That monster there is called a Soul Eater. Well, actually, it's called some horrifying eldritch name foreign to human tongues. But Soul Eater just rolls off the tongue a lot nicer. I got it from the devil herself. All I had to do was kill some girls. They liked you, so no big loss. And give her some really good pancakes. Back on point. If that thing catches you, it will suck all the happiness right out of you, instantly killing you through concentrated depression. It's one of the worst ways to die, so we really should go back so we can just Netflix and kill. I mean, chill. No! Don't go do it! You're alive? How? What do you mean you don't feel any different? Huh? That's never happened before. Weird. Now I know what you're thinking. This room just has a table with a muffin on it. Literally, just walk right past it and you're done. But doesn't that muffin look so good? Don't you think you should eat it? Look, it even has chocolate chips on it. What? Milk chocolate or dark chocolate? Which do you prefer? Hey, where are you going? Don't walk past it. That's so anticlimactic. Dang it, I knew I should have used donuts. And now we have the electric fence, which you unplugged. And now we have the attack dog, which you are petting and playing fetch with. And my very last line of defense. The giant death robot. You know what? Forget it. I have the remote. I'll disable it. Save you trouble. Well, you beat me. Congratulations. You crashed my maiden heart. And to think, I had baked your brownies with a bit of my blood in them for you. Oh, wow. I guess I'll just have to go in the trash. Like everything else in my life. I knew I should have kept that manual. You'll stay? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Thank you! But then why do you go through all the trouble of breaking through my defenses? You just wanted to see how far I went with it? Okay. I honestly don't know if that's thoughtful or inconsiderate of my feelings. But I guess that doesn't matter now. Right now? All that truly matters is that we're together. Now, get back in the ropes, please.